That today's sermon comes from Pastor Holman. He's written it and asked for me to present it to the congregation. Our gospel reading today is from Matthew. Looks at Jesus. Look right at Jesus and ask the central question of the New Testament. Who do you say that Jesus is? That's what Jesus asked his disciples. Who do you say I am? That's the question at the heart of our gospel reading today. Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. Jesus asked directly in our gospel reading today, who do you say that I am? Peter responded, you are the Messiah, meaning anointed or chosen one, Son of the living God. And Jesus said directly to Peter, blessed are you, Peter or Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. You see, flesh and blood can only reveal flesh and blood, and there are limits to flesh and blood. Flesh and blood dies. We die. Why? The wages of sin is death. Sin pays our death. That's how it works. We confess our limitations, our sins. God reveals to us directly who he is. Jesus, the Son of God, our chosen Savior, the one chosen to die and live so that we would live when we die. There are ones who choose us with love. There are no limits to his power and forgiveness. No limit to God, Father, Son, Spirit, the eternal life of God. Jesus say upon this confession, he will build his church, his community of followers on this confession, not from us, but from God. Our confession of faith is from God. Jesus builds his church on the confession that Jesus is the chosen one, the Savior, the Son of God. Here's what Martin Luther responded in a small catechism to the question, who is Christ? Does everyone remember what that was? I know everyone went through confirmation class. I drilled this point into the minds of my children that I taught, and they still forgot it. It states, I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. How good are you at remembering names? They say the best way to remember someone's name is to say the name three times when you first meet that person. Isn't this as if we met Jesus Christ every Sunday? We say again and again, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, our Savior. Three times. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Remember that. And as we face challenges in our lives, it can sometimes feel like we are alone. Peter, disciple of Jesus from our gospel reading today, also faced challenges. He was all alone at times. When life seems overwhelming, we remember that God reveals to us about who Jesus is. In moments of struggle and doubt, it is good to say three times and remember that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus is the one chosen to save me and be with me forever, to make me his own, that I may live with Jesus forever. To say who Jesus is to say that Jesus is with me and that I am with Jesus. Who do you think that Jesus is? That is the central question of the gospel lesson today and the central question of the New Testament. For many, Jesus is a great teacher. For others, Jesus is a mystery. Some are not even sure he exists. For others, he's really a nice guy. Yet, for us Christian, who do we believe Jesus is? Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the chosen one to save the world. Jesus is the Son of the living God. Jesus is the Son of God sent by the Father to save us. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is our Savior. It is good to say the name Jesus again and again and again, so that we may never forget just how much God loves us, and just as how much Jesus is with us. Amen.